Mr. Raul, RaulDSDIAZ. Date of birth, leave that alone, I'll fill it up later. This is a 63-year-old gentleman with history of hypertension, recently diagnosed with chronic sinusitis and subsequently placed on disability from the VA, period. New paragraph, he also suffers from hypothyroidism, cough, benign hypertension, hyperlipidemia, increased liver function, test allergic rhinitis, chronic malignant hypertensive heart disease without congestive heart failure and hyperglycemia, period. The paragraph, I have reviewed his records regarding his visits to the ENT doctor and numerous procedures that he's had, period. The paragraph, he has required nasal endoscopy multiple times to clear debridements. Findings were consistent with chronic sinus infection. Hence the reason for the disability related to his chronic maxillary sinusitis, chronic ethmoidal sinusitis, sinusitis chronic sphenoidal, sinusitis chronic frontal, and acute non-recurrent ethmoidal sinusitis, period. In the paragraph, patient recently has undergone sleep apnea study and has been diagnosed with moderate to severe sleep apnea, period, has been placed on CPAP at this time, period. In the paragraph, I've been asked to evaluate patient's findings regarding whether or not the sleep apnea causes worsening of patient's sinusitis, which she's currently on disability for from the VA hospital, period. I have reviewed the literature regarding sleep apnea and sinusitis, period. I've reviewed patient's records regarding sleep apnea and sinusitis, period. I've also reviewed rating decision from the Department of Veterans Affairs on 227-25, which states that the service connection for sleep apnea is denied, period. It's important to mention that he has service connection to sinusitis, rhinitis, and asthma, period. The decision indicates that patients obstructive sleep apnea is not a proximate result or otherwise related to the service-connected sinusitis. Period. It's been long determined that patients with sleep apnea, diagnosed, undiagnosed, have worsening sinus worsening symptoms of sinus infection, and sleep apnea has been long associated with chronic sinusitis. Period. I have included a few articles regarding this issue for the board to review, period. It is the opinion of this examiner that patient's sleep apnea is very much related to his chronic sinusitis, and definitely makes his sinusitis much worse to treat, and increases symptoms related to his service-related sinusitis. Including worsening deviated septum, inferior turbinate hypertrophy, which patient has undergone surgery for in the past. Thank you. Just put it like that and I'll sign it later. It's under Dr. Rafael Della Flor Weiss. Thank you.